Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We say welcome, مرحبا, أهلا وسهلا بكم to all our viewers of Madani channel. You are watching the program called Treasures of Wisdom, in which today we are going to be discussing the blessings of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah Azzawajal, we are going to extract beautiful lessons from his Mubarak and blessed life. Keep reciting durood and salawat upon Rasooli Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a beautiful hadith, Ashabi kan nujum, tabi ayyihim iqtadaytum. Ihdadaytum, subhanallah. And aside from these dear viewers of Madani channel, it is also stated in the beautiful hadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that, respect every companion of mine, for they are the most virtuous people among you. In the first hadith, we are commanded to follow any of the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because they are righteously guided. If you follow any one of them, you will be guided, subhanallah. So, we are honored that in today's program, we are going to be speaking about Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala an, who is the son of Hazrat Sayyiduna Zubair. So when the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara, it is said that a beloved child was born amongst the Muhajirin companions, alayhim ridwan, in the area of Quba. And the noble mother presented herself in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and placed her precious son in the blessed lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after receiving the child, ordered for a date. Then after placing the date in the blessed mouth and chewing it, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed it into the mouth of the child. That's the very first food that particular fortunate child consumed was the blessed saliva, together with the date which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had put into the mouth of this child, subhanallah. And not only there, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then placed his affectionate hands over the child and even made dua for him, subhanallah. Do you know, dear viewers, who is this fortunate child? Subhanallah, he is none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. May we be sacrificed upon this great companion, dear viewers of Madini channel. He is the first child to be born amongst the Muhajir companions after their migration. In fact, when he was born, there were slogans of takbir which with such might that echoes throughout the mountain, subhanallah, during this journey, dear viewers of Madini channel, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem, for the sake of Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, forgive our sins. Remember, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who was the maternal grandfather of the child, to recite the adhan in the ear, and then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself named this blessed child Abdullah, subhanallah. Remember, Hazrat Asma radiallahu anha is actually the sister of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Abdullah radiallahu anhu is the child of Asma radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What can be said, dear viewers of Madini channel? In fact, in Tirmizi Sharif, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a lamp in the house of Hazrat Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu anhu. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, it seems as though a child has been born in the house of Asma radiallahu anha. So do not name the child, I will name the child myself. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named the child Abdullah and gave him the first morsel of food. So he radiallahu anhu has stated himself, my name Abdullah and kunniyat Abu Bakr were kept after my grandfather. Allahu Akbar. However, one of his kunniyas, an appellation, is also Abu Khubab. Subhanallah. His respected father, Hazrat Sayyidina Zubair radiyallahu anhu, said to him, from amongst the people, you resemble Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu the most. Noble family, noble background. He was in and out the house of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the time he began walking the viewers of Madani channel. Remember, his father, Hazrat Zubair radiyallahu anhu, is from amongst Ashra-i Mubashara, those 10 Mubarak Sahaba who were given the glad tidings of Jannah from the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. So it is said that once Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu anhu was mentioned before Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhu. Was also a great companion. So he said, Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair possesses a pure life and is a great reciter of the Holy Quran. His father is Sayyidina Zubair radiyallahu anhu. His mother is Asma radiyallahu anha. His maternal grandfather is the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. And his paternal aunt is the mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Khatijatul Kubra radiyallahu anha. His paternal grandmother is Sayyidatuna Safiya radiyallahu anha, and his maternal aunt is the mother of the believers, yani Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on them all and forgive us without any accountability for their sake, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from which angle do we study the life of these Mubarak Sahaba, these Mubarak companions, these blessed and fortunate companions who were honored and blessed to have the vision of Mustafa Jani Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Day and night they spent in the service of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had utilized their youth and their life to defend the beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to strengthen Islam. These companions who had of course seen the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam day and night, heard his bayanat, seen him being pelted, supporting him in the battlefield, aiding and assisting from the time of being a muhajir and a traveler, they migrated with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on several occasions upon the orders of the beloved Rasul to save Islam and to grow Islam. They left their businesses, their families and everything behind, and they became such great followers and such great devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that even when they would stand for salah, when they would perform ibadah, others would admire them. Allahu Akbar. The ibadat and the worshipping of these companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, it's just beyond imagination. Hum bhi namaz padhte hain. We also perform salah, but when we perform salah, our mind isn't present. We're unstable. The heart is always wandering around at different places. The concentration of a person is never in salah. It's very hard to have your mind set at the place where you read a salah. The mind will be wandering around business, payments, issues, matters, concerns. And a person is unable to focus. But the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, would offer salah with utmost humility and concentration. Allah. In fact, it is stated that on one occasion he was praying. And as he prayed, his beloved son was presented nearby. Suddenly a snake fell from the roof and landed near the child. So he's in salah, the child is next to him, and a snake from the roof lands right next to the child. The people created a commotion and began to shout out, snake, snake, as usual. Anybody would do that. But he, radiallahu anhu, did not move from his place. And eventually he managed to kill it. Despite all of this happening, Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu anhu continued to pray his salah. He never broke his salah. He never left his namaz. Look at his concentration. Other companions mentioned that different types of things may occur, but Abdullah radiallahu anhu would not break his salah with so much of humility and humbleness. Some of them have mentioned that he seemed as if to be like he was a piece of wood that was plunked into the ground, like a tree that doesn't move from its place. He would stand for salah in that manner, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having such humility and humbleness in prayer is his unique quality, dear viewers. Allah Kareem, hame inki barkaton se ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرمائے, ان کے صدقے میں ہماری بے حساب مغفرت فرمائے. دیا ویوز آف مدنی چینل, سبحان اللہ. دس از حضرت عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, مے اللہ فار ہز سیک فار گیو اور سنز, اینڈ دیئر فور وی آسک دیئر ویورز, وی نیڈ ٹو ڈرا انسپریشن فرام دیز پرسنالٹیز آف اسلام, سچ گریٹ پرسنالٹیز, اللہ اکبر, دیٹ وی ہیو نو ورڈس فور. وی آر لاسٹ فور ورڈز وین وی اسپیک اباؤٹ دیز مبارک پرسنالٹیز who really struggled and thrived in the very beginning of Islam, sacrificed. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma lived for 8 years and 4 months during the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's physical life. And during this period, he would frequently, subhanallah, he would frequent the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because from one aspect, he was from his pure family. Therefore, he would often visit the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his maternal aunt, Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha. After the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and her blessed father, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, the mother of the believers, Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, did not love anyone more then Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Can you imagine, dear viewers? This was the love of the aunt. Of course, she is the wife of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regards to his speech, his bayanat, his oration, it's unique, subhanallah. It is said that he radiyallahu anhu was a very eloquent speaker, which is why he was considered to be among the esteemed orators of Quraysh. His blessed voice was loud, such that when he would deliver a sermon, his voice would echo through the mountains and return. Kya baat hai Madine ki, Allahu Akbar. And it seemed as if the mountains were talking to each other. He radiyallahu anhu would apply a certain yellowish type color to his Mubarak beard, and his hair was also according to the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the companions of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would follow the sunnat and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The piety, their abstinence, their taqwa, their sacrifice. It's just unique, dear viewers. Their selflessness. All those traits that they possess. This had come into action due to the tarbiyat and consistent training of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would desire the best for others over their own desires. This selflessness have been taught to them, and this quality have been given to them by the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would put their own needs and desires behind, and they will consider the needs and desires of others over their own desires. Where have this come from? From the teachings of the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have a peaceful environment. And these Mubarak companions implemented such actions that had been seen throughout the globe. This is why, dear viewers, Islam and this beautiful religion of Islam, which is the most fastest growing religion on earth at this very moment, it is like this because of the characters, the akhlaq of the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. Initially, Islam spread through the conduct of the Muslims. And even today, if Islam is the fastest growing religion, it's because of the good conduct. Because of those teachings, when they are implemented, even the enemies become your friends. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Islam did not spread by the power of sword. Islam did not only spread by the power of sword, by fights and battles, dear viewers. No, Islam spread by the unparalleled and impeccable character of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all those other companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had won the hearts of people also through their amazing character, their akhlaq. Therefore, the beloved Rasul over and again in various ahadith speaks about the most superior among you is he who is best towards his woman. For prior to that hadith, he would speak about the akhlaq of a person. The more better your akhlaq is, the more greater chance you have of being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiyallahu anhu is from amongst those people, from amongst those companions who had amazing characteristics, dear viewers. Inshallah, Azzawajalla, we would learn more about Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu. And we always try and speak about companions, because these are those companions, as I said earlier, who learned Islam directly from the founder of Islam, for whom we are ready to give up everything and anything, dear viewers. They had made his khidmah. They had seen him day and night. They have narrated his Mubarak words to us today. Those ahadith which we narrate are narrated by the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why should we not honor them? Why shouldn't we follow them? Why shouldn't we revere them, dear viewers of Madini channel? Why should we not act upon the teachings of the blessed companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? There are many, many aspects of his blessed life, and this is just one companion, subhanallah. And prior to that, we had spoken about the slave of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have spoken about the four khulafas as well. On various occasions, we have spoken about different qualities of different companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, there are thousands of sahabas who are buried in the beautiful graveyard called Jannatul Baqi. At the time of Hajjatul Wada, it is stated that thousands of sahaba alayhim ridwan were present at the final sermon during the final Hajj of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We will be touching a little on this aspect as well, inshallah, azawajalla, with regards to the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this kalam that we are about to hear is also a dua in the form of kalam, alhamdulillah. And this is recited by none other than our respected and honorable beloved Rukneshura Haji Abdul Habib al-Tari Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah. And his unique way he recited this kalam, eh sabz gumbad wale. Chale, is kalam ko sunte hain. And when we do return, we will most definitely continue with our discussion. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Roshan kar qabr be kason ki ae shamae جمال مصطفی آنکھوں میں چمک کے دل میں آ جا اے شمع جمال مصطفی سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا یا در پہ بلا لینا یا خواب میں آ جانا اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا یا در پہ بلا لینا یا خواب میں آ جانا اے پردہ نشین دل کے پردے کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ، روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا، روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا، رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا، مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا، رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا۔
سبحان اللہ، کیا بات ہے! دس از نن ادر دین اور آنریبل حاج عبد الحبیب اپاری۔ فار دوز ہو ہیو ہرڈ دس کلام فار دا فرسٹ ٹائم تھرو ہز ٹنگ ماشاء اللہ اینڈ تھرو ہز یونیک وے، آئی ایم شور یو ہیو انجوائڈ دس۔ دس از ون آف مائی فیوریٹ کلام دیٹ آئی آفن ریسائٹ، آئی آفن ریڈ، اینڈ آئی انجوائے ریسائٹنگ دی ویوز، ماشاء اللہ، الحمد للہ۔ اللہ کریم ایکسیپٹ دس دعا، اینڈ دس از دا تمنا اینڈ ون وش ایوری ڈیووٹی ڈز میک، دیٹ ایٹ دا ٹائم آف مائی فائنل بریتھ I am blessed with the vision of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Since we have over and again heard from the scholars that the most severe waqt and time is the time of jaakani, known as sakarat, and every person, rich or poor, black or white, whether he is whatever caste he comes from and belongs to, every living being will take the taste of death. And the most severe from all is the last moments when a person is counting his breath and is about to depart from this world to the next. Over and again, there are various ayat of the Holy Quran Park which speaks about sakarat, jaakani, and subhanallah, we learn from this kalam, اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب وقت نزا آئے دیدار عطا کرنا۔ So this is the truth, dear viewers, we should often prepare for that moment and work towards that moment when we are going to be facing our final moments in this world and we're going to depart from this dunya. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make it easy for us. Remember, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu is considered to be from amongst the extremely, not just brave, but extremely brave and strong companions, alayhim ridwan. And there are many other stories and incidents which shows that even he would communicate and speak to jinns, dear viewers. Once he went into a place, into an area where he met different kinds of people, and then he realized that they weren't human beings, rather they were jinns. He had made kalam with them, he spoke to them, he even ate dates from them, subhanallah. It is said that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu would fast for 7 consecutive days. And despite this, on the 7th day, he will be as if he is stronger than everybody else. He would seem to be stronger than all those who are eating. And this person says, it was as if he was a lion. Subhanallah. This was the opinion of the other companions and friends about Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, dear viewers of Madini channel. Extremely strong and learned. It is said that from Hazrat Umar bin Qais rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma possessed 100 slaves, and each slave spoke a different language, and he radiallahu anhu would speak with each slave in their own language. So he had 100 slaves, and 100 of them came from different places and speak different languages, and he would converse with them in their own language. Allahu Akbar. This is the level of his ilm and knowledge, dear viewers of Madani channel. All the Sahaba alayhim ridwan of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam have some things in common. And one is that, dear viewers of Madani channel, they were never lazy in acquiring ilm adeen, and they were never lazy in teaching this knowledge to others. They would never be heedless when it comes to this matter. They loved learning and they loved teaching. And this is what the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had emphasized over and again about education, about learning, about teaching. And this is very important. One thing that we may lack the most in today's day and age is actually learning, dear viewers. We understand that it's so important for us to learn, but due to our busy times, we are unable to even design and tailor make some sort of time in the course of the week, if not the day, in the course of the month, if not the week, to learn ilm adeen. We have the time to understand every other contract, every other subject, except for the subject of fiqh, for the subject of deen, for the subject of Quran and tafsir. So what we should be doing is that we should be linking, inshallah azawajalla, with some great ulamas and scholars. In fact, link yourself with this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, Da'awat Islami, that conducts these classes, adult classes for the adults, for the youth, for the children, for the Islamic sisters. And all these classes are then taught, mashallah, they are conducted in which tarbiyat is given and made. And the source of our tarbiyat, should I say, of course, is from the life of the Sahaba, is from the Quran and Hadith. We study about the blessed biography of these great companions of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive us. May Allah have mercy on us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us obedient like these companions were obedient to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Let's move on, dear viewers. It is said that Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first person, the first silk covering was placed on the Holy Kaaba by none other than Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala out of veneration for it. So when you go to the Holy Kaaba and when you see the pictures of the Holy Kaaba, there's always a ghilaf over the Holy Kaaba. But always remember, the first person to place this upon the Holy Kaaba is none other than Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, out of love and veneration for the Holy Kaaba. Likewise, he rahmatullahi ta'ala would apply fragrance on the blessed Kaaba to the extent that the surroundings of the haram would become aromatic and fragrant, subhanallah. This is his way of treating and paying respect to the Holy Kaaba. So nowadays, people still apply fragrance to the Holy Kaaba and its covering. Therefore, we should kiss the Holy Kaaba. We should take blessings and barakah as these companions had done during their lifetime, subhanAllah. As I mentioned, ibadat guzar, taqwa, piety on another level altogether. He would not let anything disturb his ibadat to such an extent that Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhumah would not miss out on any opportunity of performing worship in order to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that the rain flowed from the mountains and gathered around the Holy Kaaba, making it difficult for the people to walk and perform tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. But dear viewers of Madini channel, he, yani Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu, continued to make tawaf of the Holy Kaaba as he swummed and completed his tawaf of the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Where would you get such passion from? Slightest of obstacles become hindrance in our path when we make ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we take it as a reason. It's too hot, we can't go there. It's too cold, we can't do this. It's too late, I can't perform that. I'm too tight, I can't read this. But these companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallah, even if they are in salah, namaz ke andar hain, namaz mein mashghool hain. Look at the level of their khushu and khuzu, their fear and humility for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one Muhajir Sahabi and one Ansari companion had both been assigned to keep charge of the crew that had traveled with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This qafila is now resting and they pitched a camp between two mountains, and the beloved Rasul assigned this task to two companions, Muhajir companion, Ansari companion, and said that you both be in charge of the entire camp as they rest. So it happened that a non-believer, he climbed the hilltop and he drew his arrow and he was about to fire it with his bow. And on the other hand, these two companions that had to keep charge of the camp all night long had made a mashwara. And one said to the other that, let me rest whilst you do what you have to do, and the other half of the night you can rest whilst I will keep watch over all the people in the camp. And this was agreed. So one companion went to rest whilst the other was engaged in ibadah, engrossed in salah. And to what extent, dear viewers of Madani channel, that dushman and enemy who had spotted that these are the Muslims who are resting and this person is awake, he's in ibadat, he's worshipping Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what better opportunity than this, that I first try and assassinate and kill the first person and then the rest of the camp. And then when he fired his arrow, it was shot. It first pierced and penetrated the legs of this companion. He did not break his salah. He continued in his salah, in his ibadat. Another arrow was fired. And then the third arrow was fired until this companion then completed his salah and woke up his sleeping companion. When his sleeping companion had awakened, he asked him about why did he not wake him up in the first instant. When this had happened, he says to him, and this is the answer which we read in the books of history, dear viewers, he says that I did not intend to break my salah. I was enjoying Suratul Kahf. If I was not assigned this responsibility of taking charge of this camp, I would have lost my life, but I would have not broken my salah. Yani, I would have not rushed through the surah and completed my salah. I would have enjoyed it furthermore. This is the answer he had given. Whilst blood is oozing from his body, and he's in severe pain. But the pain aside, the taklif aside, the scenario aside, the situation, he says, my main concern was to protect the people of the camp. Therefore, I had rushed and I completed my salah. Or else I would have given my life, but I would have never stopped the recitation of the Holy Quran Pak. This is the love they have for the Holy Quran Pak, dear viewers. Therefore, we often say that we all read the Quran. Hum Quran Pak padhte hain, Ramadan mein bhi padhte hain. MashaAllah, aap sunte hain ki shayad pura saal hum itna Quran nahi padhte jitna ki Ramadan shi mein padha jata hai. Lekin hum logon se ye kehte hain ki hum itne paare khatam kar chuke hain, itne sapare ho chuke hain, itna paar baki hai hamara. We keep on reminding people of how much we have went through in the Quran, how much of Quran we have already recited. Ab ye baat hum band kar dein aur ab hum ye kehna shuru karein, how much of the Quran has entered into us, not how much we are gone into the Quran, but how much of the Quran has entered into our heart. Is pe tawajjuh karein, iska khayal rakhein, iske bare mein sochein, is cheez ko promote karein, koshish karein ki we understand the Quran when we recite the Quran. It's beautiful, dear viewers. It will change your life. People who don't understand the Quran only by listening to the wordings of the Quran, their hearts change and the kufr is then, it leaves their heart and they are blessed with iman and faith. There are many people of today I'm speaking of this era, who only heard the Arabic words of the Quran and they became Muslim without even knowing its meaning. Imagine those who dwell in its meanings. They want to learn more about the Quran. It's an ocean of knowledge. The answers for every problem is in the Quran. Respect for the Quran. Not just leaving it on the floor, putting it anyhow on the table, showing disrespect to the words of the Quran and even to the actual Quran Pak. How would the Quran enter into our hearts when we have no respect for the Quran? May Allah Kareem forgive us and make us paaband. May we practice upon the Holy Quran Pak, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. So let's learn more about Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, a companion. Hazrat Abbas bin Sahal bin Sa'ad Ansari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, I heard that Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu delivered a sermon on the pulpit of Makkatul Mukarramah saying, O people, indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if a man were given a valley full of gold, he would desire to have a second one. Allahu Akbar. And if he were given a second one, he would have loved to have a third one. For nothing fills the stomach of humans except for dust. Yani the dust and the sand of the qabr. And Allah Almighty accepts the repentance of the one who repents. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. My honorable viewers of Madani Channel, the wealth of this world is nothing but a calamity. The wealthy are also afflicted with difficulties in this world. Sometimes it is the threats of the enemies. Sometimes it is the fear of losing one's life. Sometimes the fear of losing one's business, children, kidnapping, so on and so forth. The fear of this world never leaves the heart of a person. If only instead of attaching our hearts to amassing and hoarding the wealth of this world, we should work towards the remembrance and towards the dhikr of Allah wholeheartedly. Time has come, dear viewers. Let's become realistic that we are working harder for the world. We are putting in more efforts for this dunya. But the moment your time is up and this time is clicking, it is clicking. The time has begun from the time you took your first breath. And before you take your last breath, from the first to the last, the period between is called life, dear viewers. The battle between the soul and the body, that the soul wants to return back from where it has come, and the body wants to return back to the soil from where it has been created. In both aspects, the fight between the soul and the body is the name of life. And this fight and battle will continue, ups and downs of life. We need a direction. We need a navigation. We need a way and understanding of living on this planet with the problems that comes with it. There are so many issues and matters that will always be there. We will have to know how to work around those problems. Firstly, we should know the rights of each another. We should know the rights of our wives, our children. Like this Sahaba Ali Ridwan would never violate the rights of their parents, of their siblings, of their children, of their wives and children, of their friends and family members, because they directly followed the hukum and the orders of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. On the other hand, we do not pay any attention to these actions, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear that you and I will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah about these matters. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So, Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu said to his noble father, who his noble father is? Great Sahabi, Hazrat Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says to his father, I do not hear you narrate any hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu anhu responded, he says to his son, O my son, I never left the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I heard him say, you never heard me narrate any hadith of the beloved Rasul, but let me tell you, my son, I had never left the company of the beloved Nabi, but I heard him say, whosoever tells a lie about me, then let him take his place in hell. Allahu Akbar. The one who fabricates any words about me or says that I have said this when I have not said that, then he should make his place in hell. So the father says to the son that this is the reason why I do not narrate many of those ahadith, but I'm concerned that at least I end up there because of saying something wrong which the beloved Rasul had not said. But today, in today's day and age, every person wants to narrate some hadith. Every person knows so many ahadith. He knows so many Quran. I mean, he knows so many ayat of the Quran. That's very good. But when to quote them and how it should be quoted is knowledge. We are using the verses that we want to quote to prove our actions correct. We use ayat of the Quran, we will use ahadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And most of the time what happens is that we promote every hadith that comes to our WhatsApp, our Facebook. We would like to promote that and circulate that without any verification, without any reference. And this is the time of ignorance, dear viewers. This is the time when people have moved away from knowledge and ilm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to go and learn and seek ilm adeem. Sahaba Ali ibn Ridwan would travel miles away to learn and hear one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would even travel for months, undertake long journeys, despite the fatigueness and despite the difficulties of such journeys, riding on horses and camels and donkeys and other transportations. Unlike these days, sitting in AC vehicles with full blasted AC, enjoying the cool air, not feeling the trip to be so long, we would not even go for a gathering where there's ilm adeen with our AC vehicles. Yet those companions traveled upon animals that were used as conveyances, and they undertook long, long journeys from Madinatul Munawwara to Damascus and where they went throughout the world to teach ilm adeen, to learn ilm adeen, the knowledge of Islam. And through that knowledge, which was so pure, subhanallah, they were able to change the conditions of millions of people. Today, only the stories are there. Ji haan, waqiyat baki hain, ye history hai, lekin hum isko amali taur se kis tarah kare, ye mushkil to nahi, ye hamare upar hai. This is upon us. Do we want to do that, or should we not do that? Should we learn, or should we not learn? We have the time, we don't have the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our souls, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu was an individual who spoke the truth. Someone who would fight for the truth and a talented swordsman. So when Yazid and the impure requested that he should pledge his allegiance to him, Yazid forced him. But he threw this letter away and stated, I will not adopt any kind of softness to fulfill an undeserving demand. And he did not pledge allegiance in the hands of Yazid, because this is the pure teachings of Islam. Look at how they protected their iman and faith. It is the sunnah of the Sahaba. It is the sunnah of the followers of the beloved Rasul, the true devotees, not only in the time of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but in the time of every zamana. Whenever there was hardships and difficulties, then to protect the iman, the first thing comes is your iman. People would leave their homes and their family members and settle. Ashabi Kaf. Why did they even go in the mountains? Do you know why? Because the king of that time oppressed the Muslims. And these pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they took refuge in the cave to protect their iman and faith. It is a sunnah to travel and to migrate to save your iman, just like what people did during the migration of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara. They left everything behind, and therefore Allah has given them such rewards, which is beyond imagination, dear viewers. Nonetheless, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was then martyred. Allahu Akbar. He was martyred and he became shaheed. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu anhu is buried, of course, and it is said that he is buried next to his mother, Hazrat Sayyidina Asma radiyallahu anha, who is the sister of Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha. These are great people with so much of patience and so much of sabr, subhanallah. They had changed the world. They have brought such ideas to the people that aided them to overcome their situations. But today we are asking solutions from the enemies of Islam, how to be better in our deen. How would they tell us how to be better in our deen? Where are the solutions? They are not present on Google. They are not present anywhere else. Open the actual books of history and study the biography of these great personalities, for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am pleased with them and they are pleased with me. And Allah has prepared gardens for them beneath which rivers flow. These are those companions, dear viewers of Madani Channel, for whom the beloved Rasul had promised Jannah. They are categorical Jannati. We can't afford to have any enmity in our hearts against them. Any person who speaks ill about them, he should make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any person who curse any companion would have his place ready in the hellfire. There were people in the time of the Sahabis, Sahaba alayhim ridwan, after the apparent demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if any person spoke ill about any other person, a companion would raise his hands and make baddua for the person who spoke ill about the other companions. Allah would accept the dua instantly and punish the insulter, punish the oppressor instantly, so that he would become an example for the rest of the people who speak ill about those companions alayhim ridwan. They are beloved to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These are those people who left everything behind. Remember 313 Sahabas in the first battle of Badr. And they, after so many other battles, they fought just to protect Islam, to increase and grow Islam. Through their efforts today, Islam has reached us on a golden plate and spoon, dear viewers. But yet we are unable to become practicing Muslims. Allahu Akbar. Have patience over calamities. Have sabr over situations. Let's become people who will complain less and work harder. The heavenly companion, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asma radiallahu anha, yani the mother of Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu, states, I heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, indeed a great oppressor will emerge from the tribe of Saqif. And that was referring to the person who had caused oppression upon Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah, Imam Sharfuddin Nabawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, this, there is a consensus among the noble scholars alayhim ridwan that the oppressor mentioned in the hadith was the person who had caused harm to Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu anhu. So when the patient and the grateful mother received the news of the martyrdom of her son, Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, whilst expressing her satisfaction with the will of Allah azza wa jalla, she said, a mother is saying, I desire that death does not come to me until Abdullah is returned to me. And given a ghusl, fragrance is applied to him, he is wrapped in a shroud and then buried. She just said these words, and after a short while she received a letter from Abdul Malik that the blessed body of her son, the blessed body, Allahu Akbar, will arrive. And this is when the body of Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu was given back, and then ghusl was given, kafan, fragrance, everything was applied to him, and then he was buried. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ayyub rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, he says, I believe that Sayyidatuna Asma radiyallahu anha only lived for 3 days. Can you imagine 3 days after burying Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the sister of Aisha Sadiqa radiyallahu anha. They say about her that she lived maybe around 3 days after the demise of her son, Allahu Akbar. According to one narration, both mother and son are buried next to each another in the graveyard of Makkah al-Mukarramah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on them and forgive us without any accountability for their sake. Dear viewers of Madani channel, for those who have watched this program, make dua for yourself and your family members and for the prosperity of your da'wah Islami. Support this movement of Quran and Sunnah. Keep watching the upcoming programs, inshallah, and keep reciting durood upon Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures.